Welcome back to Microsoft Campus Tours and part two of our very special look at Microsoft Research with Larry Larson and General Manager Kevin Schofield.
This is a place that most people aren't going to get to see, so we're going to go on a very exclusive tour here.
We're going to get to see some really cool things. A little bit of sort of behind the scenes of how you really experiment, how you create new kinds of prototypes for different kind of interactive technologies. We're going to get to see some prototypes we're working on of what the future of surface computing and natural and user interfaces is going to be like, and how we sort of get beyond the screen itself and think about how we make it more tangible, how do we really make it much more natural, how we interact with sort of computers the way we interact with a friend, possibly.
Great.
So we can see all that.
Well, let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
All right, we're here with Michel Pahud from MSR.
Hello.
And tell us about the space that we're in.
Yeah, so this space is basically a space where we have a lot of surfaces. And basically what we do is a lot of exploration about multi-touch around here. And actually today I'm going to talk to you about a project that we are working on that is basically using pen and touch together. So we are looking at what we can do, what kind of new experience we can create when you mix pen and touch together.
Very cool.
We had to start on surface. So basically, originally we used the surface because when we start this project, that was the only platform that allows to distinguish between pen and touch. And then I will talk about other devices like the Slate device. And finally, I will talk about smartphones. So basically, to show you how it works on surface, surface is based on vision. So basically, when I put my finger down on surface, you can see now on the other monitor that I can see my fingers. If I put my palm down, you can see my palm. And now the pen is actually an infrared pen. So if I write with my pen, you can see now on the other monitor that it's a very bright light. So basically, between the bright light and the fingers, you can see how to distinguish between pen and touch. So now, basically, what we did is to look at, basically, by default, the pen writes, as you see here, and touch manipulates. And now, if you mix them together, so if you use pen and touch at the same time together, you create new tools. So as an example, if I hold an object and go across, the pen becomes an X-Acto knife and allows to cut the object into parts. Or as another example, if I hold an object with two fingers and go here on the edge, then I can create a straight edge with my pen. Or for example, if I want to copy an object, let's say I want to copy this object, so I can write on it as an example, I hold the object and then I go across and I can create a copy of the object. And if you think about this operation, basically on tablet PC, you had to go to an object, press and hold, wait for the copy menu to come, and then go another place, press and hold, wait for the paste menu to come, and then position the object maybe to the final location. So it's a lot of operation that here we can do in a single transaction with pen and touch. So now another example that we have is actually using the tablet PC. So what we did is to work actually with a Dell XT2, and we work with the Entry company to get a driver that allows to recognize between pen and touch separately on this kind of device. Hmm. So now I'm going to show you like one of the example of copy on this device. So let's say I'm writing on an object, and now I want to copy this object. So I put my finger down, and I go across. And now I have exactly the same kind of experience that I had on surface, where we started with, but on a very small slate kind of device. Also, something else that we have been exploring is how to use in-place command. So in-place command is actually very useful because you put your finger down and you can get a menu just next to your finger. So as an example, for instance, if you have a large display and you want to get a menu just next to your finger, you just put your finger down and you get this menu. If you think about large display, otherwise you would have to walk to get the menu. So here it's very straightforward. So let me show you an example of that. So here I put my finger down and I can expand a menu just next to my finger. And then, for instance, I could select change color. I could, like another color as an example. And then the next menu that I have here is actually a tool glass menu. So basically it's a kind of click-through menu. So let's say if I wanted to draw a line, I can start here. then draw the line. Now I can position the line with both sides. So I have one thing on the pen side, I can position the line very precisely. And on the other side, I have an offset because of the fat finger problem, which means that the finger could hide the beginning of the line.
Yeah.
So I can position the line very precisely. And as another example, if I want to draw a square, so if I just go like this, I draw a square. So I can position, actually, I can size and position the square at the same time. If I wanted to put a circle in it, I could just do like that, and then I can position the circle and size it at the same time. So that gives you an example on what we can do here. And then what we have is actually, so the non-dominant hand is very useful to position the workspace. So what we did is to stay true with this conceptual model. If you think about how we would use that with smartphone, is when you use your non-dominant hand, you position the workspace. With a smartphone, basically the non-dominant hand is actually holding the device. So if you think about that, if I was pinching and flicking to position the workspace, that would be actually wrong in terms of the concept. So here what we did instead is to position the workspace, you basically move the hand, the non-dominant hand, you position the workspace, and then you still have the dominant hand with the pen to write on it. So then we stay true with the same conceptual model. And also to zoom in and out, you could go up and down, mm-hmm. which allows you to zoom in and out. The last example that I have here is actually also with the phone. So where this time, instead of having a circuit, I have a map. So I can position my map by moving my phone. And then, for instance, I have a click-through tool where I can punch flags. So let's say I punch a flag here and so on. And then if I want to write on it, I can use the pen. So let's say if I'm going to give you direction to a restaurant with my phone, so I can position my map where I want. So let's say I go here. And then I start giving you direction, and it will record not only the stroke, but also my voice at the same time. So, okay, so if you want to come to the restaurant, you have to follow this road, and then you have to turn right here. And it's not the building there, it's the building over here. And the entrance is actually on that side. So let's say I'm giving you direction about that. And then here I could send that to you by email. The send is not implemented yet, but you could imagine that. And then, for instance, I could also CC your car. So, for instance, when you are driving, when you reach this direction, basically, instead of the GPS giving you direction, my voice could take over the GPS voice and guide you through my shortcut to the destination. So let's take a look at the playback.
Okay, so if you want to come to the restaurant, you have to follow this road, and then you have to turn right here. And it's not the building there, it's the building over here.
We have done a lot of exploration about pen and touch, and it's an ongoing research, so we are still looking at that. And we strongly believe that the pen is still very important, and touch is also very important, but the most important is to use them both in concert at the right time. And we are looking, like right now you have seen a lot of examples with scrapbooking, but we are also looking at other scenarios down the road.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this
today. Yeah, sure. Thank you.